I'm Karen Trigo Stewart, KUAR News. Arkansas agriculture officials will meet next week to reconsider a ban on a controversial weed killer that has divided the state's farming community. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has details.
The state plant board voted in November to ban the use of dicamba during next year's growing season from April 16th to October 31st. The herbicide can be sprayed on crops that have been genetically modified to tolerate it, but is blamed for widespread damage to neighboring non-resistant crops. Adrian Barnes with the Arkansas Agriculture Department says that at a meeting on Wednesday, the board will consider if the ban is the right action.
As everyone understands, dicamba is a very complicated, complex issue because it has had both negative and positive effects on Arkansas farmers and farmers across the U.S. So the subcommittee is just trying to rule out any other options before we move forward with such stringent regulatory changes.
Almost 1,000 farmers in Arkansas have filed formal complaints of damage caused by dicamba drifting from neighboring fields. But Monsanto, which makes the weed killer, is accusing the state plant board of ignoring scientific evidence and filed a lawsuit in October to stop the ban from taking effect. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.